It's been a beautiful spring day in the suburbs of Pennsylvania on this Thursday, June 7th, 1961. You just got home from work, and your wife has almost finished preparing one of her typically delicious dinners. Your kids, a boy and two girls, aged 15, 13, and 9, have been out all day riding their bikes around the neighborhood and playing with friends. Now, everybody's hungry and ready to sit down for the family meal. Last night was game night, and you barely emerged with a victory in Monopoly. Your kids are getting good, and your wife, normally the more savvy player, had some bad luck. Tonight is TV night, and everyone is ready to enjoy Ozzie and Harriet and Leave It to Beaver. The younger ones get to stay up a little later on TV night, and you know they're not going to miss a minute of the shows. Of course, a live in-person show is incredible. Who could forget your family outing 2 weeks ago, when you all drove into Manhattan and saw My Fair Lady on Broadway? But TV has its own unique appeal, especially with shows like Lassie and Andy Griffith and Walt Disney's Wonderful World of Color and Father Knows Best and The Flintstones. And they're all on at night so the whole family can enjoy them together. Well, on this lovely spring night, you're a bit more tired than you realized, fighting to stay awake through the current Beaver episode, even though it's a bit more suspenseful than normal. In this show, Beaver loses his haircut money and is afraid to explain the loss to his parents, Ward and June Cleaver. So he gives himself a ragged haircut with his brother Wally's help, and the two wear stocking caps to dinner, saying the caps are part of a secret club initiation. Later, Ward and June lift Beaver's cap while he sleeps and discover the truth. And the show ends with June explaining to the boys that they have no one but themselves to blame for the deception. As always, there's a good moral conclusion to the show. But this night, you doze off just before the end of the program, and when you wake up a few minutes later, everything has changed. The TV is still there, except it's gigantic now, flat, and hanging on a wall, exploding with colors. And instead of the smiling Cleaver family, it's... no, this can't be real. A nude couple going on their first date together. What is happening? In a panic, you look for another channel while quickly figuring out how to use the newfangled remote control you now hold in your hands. But your eyes can't believe what you're seeing. Two men making out passionately while taking off each other's clothes. This must be a dream. A really bad dream. You hit the button again, and to your relief, it's a nice old-fashioned show with a man and his family. A really big family, with lots of children. And five wives. What? But wait, you discover that Walt Disney is still here. In fact, there's a whole Disney Channel, and it's time for Good Luck Charlie. Except that the show is celebrating a two-mommy family. Is this meant to be a joke? You click once more, and this time it's two young moms with their daughters talking about the struggles of life. But the more you listen, the more you realize how young these single moms are. They're both 16 and unmarried, and their babies were born out of wedlock. This is now on TV? And though you don't know it, one of these young moms would later release her own sex tape, a term you can't even imagine, in order to stay popular. You're now in a cold sweat, frantically switching channels as if somehow you could find a way out of the night.